Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. I'm going to be taking over for Jesse for a while. Don't worry, you can still catch him on Fridays, but I'll be helping you out Monday through Thursday. Let's look at today's headlines. Looks like Inyo County gets a new bookmobile. Staff and volunteers with the Inyo County Free Library will soon be hitting the open road as part of an effort to improve access to literacy, history, and educational programs and materials from Bishop to Tecopa. The Mountains to Desert Library Service is the reincarnation of the Inyo County bookmobile, defunct now for more than 30 years. Before its decommissioning, the bookmobile was a common sight for much of the 1960s and 70s as it traveled US 395 and State Route 190 to bring the world of imagination and knowledge to communities near and far. The bookmobile's long-awaited replacement arrived in Independence on Wednesday, all the way from Ohio, where vendor Farber Specialty Vehicles built the Mercedes Sprinter van to specifications, replete with a six-cylinder diesel engine, solar panels, a Wi-Fi hotspot, engine-driven generator, and a battery pack to make for smoother service delivery in Inyo County's more off-the-grid locales. For the library director, Nancy Masters, the return of the mobile library service is a dream finally reaching fruition. In fact, it's been on her wish list since being promoted to the director position in 2008. "I'm so excited, it's a reality," Masters said. The new service likely wouldn't have been possible without a $173,685 grant from the California State Library, with a bid awarded in October of 2021. Although it would take another 10 months for the library to take possession of the new bookmobile, Inyo County was lucky, according to Masters. Other California counties who received the same mobile library grant had difficulties receiving vehicles within the grant timeline due to significant supply chain shortages. The Mountains to Desert Library Service will eventually roll out on regular book runs to outlying communities, where books can be checked in or out with the library's automated system. Masters said the bookmobile would also be used to bring programming to Inyo County schools and libraries. Its inaugural assignments will include appearances in Independence and Bishop in support of upcoming Memory Lab events. Masters envisions utilizing the bookmobile to grab the attention of future readers and inspire a lifelong love of books. The van is equipped with a sound system similar to that of an ice cream truck, and Masters said she already knows of two people who have offered to write an original song for the library's use. So perhaps with a theme song heralding its arrival, the bookmobile will soon be bringing children's story hours and other events to communities near you.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly while camping. Know camping and backpacking regulations before you go. Download the Camp Like a Pro app to find the best camping spot. Learn about campfire safety and local regulations. Store all food and scented items in a bare box or container. Keep your distance from wildlife and other campers, too. Dispose of trash properly and always secure dumpster doors. Leave your campsite better than you found it. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Park officials work to clear new storm damage found on park roads in Death Valley National Park. Death Valley, California. It's like deja vu for work crews in Death Valley. National Park Service workers are busy clearing roads today after two recent rain events wreaked havoc on Death Valley National Park's roads this week. Crews had already cleared many roads after a historic flood 2 weeks ago heavily damaged them, but small storms on August 16th and 18th caused debris flows on roads set to reopen tomorrow. "We are working quickly to address the additional storm damage to the Badwater area, but at this point, we don't anticipate it will be open tomorrow morning," said Mike Reynolds, park superintendent. "It may be tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, or even next week. This August has really shown Death Valley is a land of extremes, as we've experienced record-setting rain and monsoons." Some of the park's most popular sites are still gearing up to welcome visitors tomorrow, but park officials warn that the first 17 miles of Badwater Road, including all of Badwater Basin and Dante's View, may still be closed. Sites that require access from Badwater Road include Golden Canyon, Artist Drive, Devil's Golf Course, and Natural Bridge. Park officials say the situation is fluid, and previously cleared roads can become obstructed overnight. Visitors are urged to remain patient and flexible due to the park's erratic weather patterns. Monsoon season is expected to continue for another couple of weeks. Following sites will be open on Saturday: Furnace Creek Visitor Center, Zabriskie Point, Mesquite Sand Dunes, 20 Mule Canyon, Harmony Borax Works, and State Route 190. park officials recommend that visitors stay tuned to alerts on the park website. They can also call the Furnace Creek Visitor Center at 760-786-3200. Visitors will only be able to access the park via State Route 190 and Panamint Valley Road. All other paved roads, Badwater Road from California 178, all access, via Nevada 374, the Beatty Cutoff and Daylight Pass, and Northern Highway Scotty's Castle, will remain closed for repairs. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures in Death Valley over the weekend are forecasting to be around 115 degrees Fahrenheit. The NPS encourages park visitors to stay safe in the summer by not hiking at low elevations after 10 a.m., staying within a short walk of air conditioning, drinking plenty of water, and eating salty snacks.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors. Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
Looks like Inyo County Photo takes top spot in the 6th annual Rural County Photo Contest. First place photo by Jay Coberly, Inyo County. Sacramento, California, the Rural County Representatives of California, RCRC, is pleased to announce the winner of the 2022 Rural County Photo Contest, with this year's first place prize going to Jay Coberly for his spectacular photo of Inyo County's Owens Valley and Sierra Nevada. Photographers, amateur and professional alike, from all over California submitted photographs to this year's Rural County Photo Contest, capturing the splendor of California's rural counties. Mr. Coberly's winning photograph displays in dramatic color the snow-capped sierras, rugged foothills, and wildflower-speckled valley floor in what judges deemed a great depiction of the varied topography found throughout the California's rural communities. A current retiree and resident of Modesto in Stanislaus County, Mr. Coberly's prior career in truck driving provided him the opportunity to travel to a variety of locations across the nation. As a result, he continues to have a passion for exploring rural terrain and photographing the beautiful landscapes in California. Congratulations to Jay Coberly for taking the top honors in RCRC's 6th Annual Rural County Photo Contest, said Inyo County Supervisor and RCRC Board Delegate Matt Kingsley. I'm so excited to have Inyo County scenery highlighted in this photograph contest for the third time. Jay's photo expertly captures the beauty of Inyo County's natural landscapes and highlights one of the many breathtaking recreational areas our region has to offer. The RCRC Board of Directors chose the winning photograph, including the second and third place finalists, at their August 17th board meeting, with the county of origin revealed after the board's decision. Andrew Shear received second place for his photograph displaying a sunset vista from Mount Lassen in Lassen County, and Linda Courtright received third place for her photograph of a fall vineyard in El Dorado County. If you want to take a look at these photos, just hop onto the app or easternsierranow.com and you can see these photos. They are just spectacular. The RCRC Rural County Photo Contest was established to promote tourism and local economic development through showcasing the beautiful landscape, scenery, activities, history, and charm of RCRC members' counties. Mr. Coberly's image will be prominently displayed during RCRC's 2022 annual meeting in Napa County in September and may be featured in various RCRC marketing materials or work products along with other photograph submissions throughout the next year. About Rural County Representatives of California. The Rural County Representatives of California is a 39-member county service organization that champions policies on behalf of California's rural counties. RCRC is dedicated to representing the collective unique interests of its membership, providing legislation and regulatory representation at the state and federal levels, and providing responsible services for its members to enhance and protect the quality of life in rural California counties. To learn more about RCRC, visit rcrcnet.org and follow @ruralcounties on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Alright, it also looks like the Mammoth Lakes Police Department calls for service and arrests for August 8th through the 14th report is out. Go ahead and take a look at our website for more details on that. Check out the app, or check out our Facebook page for the link. EasternSierraNow.com, Eastern Sierra Now, the app, or Facebook at Eastern Sierra Now. Well, that looks like it for today. Want to thank you for joining me, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.